Yeah, what up, cuz? It's time to go back to the 90s. I'm your bomb host, Darian. And right after this break, we are flashing back again to 1998.
Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's favorite place to play daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Just pick your sport and draft your team. It's like a new season every time you play, so you're never stuck with the same players. Last year, $300 million were won at DraftKings.com, and you could be next to win big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code NOW to play for free. That's NOW for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you really want to start tonight's news off with a story on strippers? Well, call me crazy, but it is election night.
It was Thursday on March 5th, 1998. There were fights all over the world. In Kosovo, Serbs battle ethnic Albanians. And there was a nasty fight right here on American soil. Mariah Carey divorces Tommy Mottola. Oh no, say it ain't so. What will dear Mariah Carey do? At the time, she had no number one songs to sing about. Celine Dion had that title with My Heart Will Go On. That song, of course, from the unsinkable film Titanic, which was still the reigning box office champ. Poor Mariah settled down that evening and enjoyed Rocky Road ice cream while watching a repeat of Friends, followed by Just Shoot Me on NBC. Time to bounce, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I better stop talking about Mariah Carey before she does that high-pitched squeal and bursts my eardrums. I'll catch you tomorrow in another 90s flashback.